Today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, a special message about honoring your mother.
Honoring means that you say this relationship's important, whether they have left or whether they live in another state or whether they live down the block, that I'm not going to ignore my relationship with my mother. I'm not going to act like she doesn't exist. I'm not going to act like she was part of my past, but I'm going to value it as though this relationship is really important to me because it's important to God.
And welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, who is president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. And with Mother's Day coming up this weekend, we want to give a special shout out and honor all moms who are listening today. And Mark, this is something you do at church on a regular basis every year.
We do. And Wayne, I have three mothers that I honor.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I honor my biological mother, who's 84 years old and lives in Spain. But of course, my wife is a mother of my children as well.
Yeah, sure.
And now, my daughter is a mother as well. So it kind of puts it in perspective, different generations. But if you are getting ready for Mother's Day, and I hope some of you are just saying, oh, yeah, it's Mother's Day. I better do something.
We're giving you a warning, a couple of days warning.
We're giving you a warning. Hey, this passage is really about parents, and the Bible has a lot to say about the relationship with our parents and how we are to treat them. And specifically, this passage is going to talk about honoring. What does it mean to really honor your mother?
Well, let's get started right now with Mark Jobe.
I'd like for you this morning to take your Bibles and to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're going to be looking at verse 16. We have a lot of young mothers in this congregation, and some of you are just adjusting to motherhood. Some of you are old pros at it, but some of you are just learning what it means to be a mother. And I read recently that you know that you're a mother when you automatically double knot everything you tie. You know you're a mother when you find yourself humming the Barney song as you do dishes. See, I even know it. You know that you're a mother when you hear a baby cry in the grocery store and you start gently swaying back and forth. You know you're a mother when you actually start to like the smell of strained carrots mixed with applesauce. Hey, you know you're a mother when you spend a half hour searching for your sunglasses only to have your teenager say, hey, mom, why don't you wear the ones that are on your head? Hey, you know you're a mother when you find yourself at a nice romantic meal with your husband enjoying some real adult conversation when suddenly you realize that you've reached over and started to cut up his steak. One of the highest callings on the face of this earth is to be a mother. There is no better thing on Mother's Day than for a mother to be honored by her children, no matter what age they are. So I hope that today, whether your mother is sitting beside you or whether your mother's in another state, that you will determine today, I will honor my mother because I'm her child and she deserves the honor that I can give her. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, we see that Moses had gone to the mountain and God had appeared to Moses and had engraved in tablets of stone what we have come to call the Ten Commandments. Now, these were commandments that society, the Jewish Hebraic society, was bound to live by. These were Ten Commandments that would give them order, that would give them social justice, that would give them a moral compass that would reflect God. And most of us are familiar with the Ten Commandments, whether we've kept them or not, we're familiar with them. Commandment number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Commandment number two, you shall not make yourself an idol. You shall not worship graven images, just the living God. Commandment number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Commandment number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And commandment number five, sandwiched right in the middle of the Ten Commandments is a powerful, powerful commandment. In fact, this commandment not only is so big that it's placed in the middle, but this commandment is special because Paul tells us that it's the first commandment with a promise attached to it. And what is this important commandment that's in the middle of the Ten Commandments? It's simply this: honor your mother and your father. Now, this is not called the Ten Suggestions. It's not called the Ten Great Ideas. It's not called the Ten Tips for a Healthy and Successful Society. It's called the Ten Commandments. That means that God has placed His sovereign weight behind it and has said, I am commanding you in an authoritative, loving voice that you would apply these laws to your living. And in fact, if you break these laws, you are actually sinning. But this is a special command because it says that it's the first commandment in Scripture with a promise. Notice this commandment is repeated in Exodus, but Paul reiterates this commandment in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that, here's the promise, listen well. Now, before I read the promise, let me say this. This is God's way of giving us incentive to obey the commandment. Now, we all are familiar with incentives, right? Incentive is an extra that you get for doing something. Hey, if you're a parent, you know about incentives, right? I have incentives at my house. For example, we don't pay our kids for chores because I figure you live in the house, everybody does something in the house. I do something in the house. My wife does a lot in the house. And my kids grudgingly do stuff in the house as well. And they told us, well, Dad, other parents pay their kids to work in the house. Well, I say, those are other parents. We're your parents. And so my children, my oldest daughter and my second son, for example, one of their chores is they each have a bathroom assigned to them. So they have to do the toilet, they have to mop the floors, they have to clean the sink, and afterwards either their mother and I inspect it. And usually they have to do it over. So we don't give them incentives for doing their chores, but what we did decide to do a couple years back is that we would give them incentives for reading. And so every chapter book that they would finish, chapter book being not like a comic book or Superman book, but chapter book where you're actually reading, we would give them a couple dollars, normally three, depending on the length of the book, $4 per book. And if it was a Christian book, I'd always add an extra dollar to it. So that's called incentive to encourage them to read. Now, my 12-year-old daughter is a voracious reader, and so she was making money hand over fist. I mean, she was making a lot of money. My 11-year-old son, unfortunately, is pretty poor because he's not that a voracious reader, but they were encouraged to read because they had this incentive that once they finished the book, they would get some extra money that they could go buy something with. It made them want to do something that normally maybe they wouldn't like to do, but it made them want to do something because they know they had a reward on the other side. God is saying, it's the first commandment with an incentive. God is saying, if you obey this commandment, this is what I'm going to do for you. And he gives these two powerful statements, I think, that go at the core of what all of us desire. We want quality of life, and we want quantity of life. And what he says here is if you obey this commandment, the promise that God is saying to you is, number one, that it will go well with you. That means that you will have success, that you will have well-being in your life, and two, that you will live a long life, quantity of life. And we'll talk just a moment about that. But first of all, I want to get into what it means really to honor your mother and father. You see, the word honor literally comes from the word to have heavy weight. You say, well, what does that have to do with honor? It means heavy weight. Now, in the Hebrew culture, in the agrarian society that they lived in, when a farmer went to the market and he wanted to sell some grain, they would take that grain and they would put it on what? A scale. And so, depending on the weight of that grain, if there was a lot of grain, it weighed more, so therefore it had greater value. So the heavier it was, the more value it had, right? Sometimes you go to the grocery store today, and when you go to buy something, if it's bought by the pound, you'll put it on a scale and then mark it, or they weigh it. And the heavier it is, the more you pay for it because it's of greater value. So literally what honor means is to give great value or a high price to something or someone. So when the Bible says that you are to honor your mother and father, what it's saying is you are to place high value on your mother and your father. They are of great worth. The Bible talks to us about honoring God. Honoring God means you place high value on God. To honor a guest means you place a high value on that guest. If you were to do a garage sale and you go through your junk and you place little sticker prices on your junk, some of it is very 50 cents and 75 cents, but there's other things that are of higher value to you, and so you place a greater price tag on it. It's the same concept that's there. So God is saying to all children, I want you to place a high value on your mother and father, and then when you place a high value on them, I in turn have a promise that I'm going to hold and I will give to you. So what exactly does it mean to place a high value on our mother and father? And I want to focus especially on mothers this morning, but I believe that it means several things, about five things. I want to define it for you because I want to make sure that you don't leave this place fuzzy in your mind of what it means to place high value on them.
This is Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Mark Jobe, and we'll get to those five things in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about a great new resource that will help you find the answers to your most important and personal spiritual questions. It's a ministry website from Moody Publishers called Bible to Life, where countless articles and lessons and devotionals from Christian leaders have been pooled together to create a one-stop shop for all your spiritual questions and concerns. Ranging from modern-day issues like war and politics to personal struggles with sin and uncertainty, Bible to Life provides deep, meaningful answers straight from the Word of God. Check it out today. It's free. Simply go to BibleToLife.com. Right now, let's get back into Mark's message for the day titled, Honoring Your Mother.
Number one, I believe that honoring your parents means choosing to place great value on their relationship, on your relationship with them. Great value on your relationship with them. Now, I understand this morning that Mother's Day is not a happy day for everybody. And I understand that some of you don't have a great relationship with your mother. And for some of you, it's a sad day because your mother passed away maybe recently or the last couple of years. For others of you, maybe you had a very dysfunctional home, and maybe your mother was absent or not there or left you when you were small, and maybe it doesn't bring up these warm, fuzzy feelings of motherhood, but it brings up sort of bitterness and anger and disappointment. But nonetheless, the interesting thing about this command is that it doesn't say if you have an A-plus mother, honor her. It doesn't say if your mother was an ideal woman, honor her. It simply says, honor your mother and father, period. It doesn't talk about the quality of their life. It doesn't talk about whether they were good or bad. It doesn't talk about whether they took you to the ball game or not. It doesn't talk about whether it was home-cooked meals or TV dinners. It doesn't talk about whether she was hard on discipline or not. It just simply says honor, because oftentimes God has us honor someone, not necessarily simply because of their personal life, but because of their position. And so it doesn't matter what background you came from. You say, Pastor, well, I don't know. You don't know my mother. And I don't. I don't think I know her. And maybe your mother was raising you at a bad time of life. Maybe she had addiction problems. Or maybe she was going through a divorce or a tough time in her own marriage. All I know is this, that every mother has a God-given desire implanted in her through the divine spirit of the living God to nurture, protect, and love her children. And so, honoring means that you value your relationship with them. That you say, this relationship's important, whether they have left or whether they live in another state, or whether they live down the block, that I'm not going to ignore my relationship with my mother. I'm not going to act like she doesn't exist. I'm not going to act like she was part of my past, but I'm going to value it as though this relationship is really important to me because it's important to God. Number two, honoring your mother or parents means taking initiative to improve the relationship. You may not have a great relationship with your mother right now, or maybe you have a C-minus relationship with your mother. I think the point is that if you honor it, if something's important, you will invest time into it, and you will make sure that it gets better. That means that you are the one, as the child, that says, I believe this is important, so therefore, if it is important, then I will take initiative to make sure that this relationship gets better. It's not this, well, she's got my number, she can call me anytime she wants. The idea is, hey, I'm the child, and I'm going to honor my mother by saying it's important. If there is unforgiveness there, I'm going to talk about it. If there are issues that we don't see eye to eye on, that's all right. I'm still going to love her. I'm still going to call her. I'm still going to send her a card. I'm still going to include her in my family business. I'm still going to let her see her grandchildren. I'm still going to initiate relationship with her. That may mean calling her. That may mean emailing her. But I am taking the initiative on my part to say, Mom, you are important to me. So therefore, I will take the initiative to stay in touch with you. Now let me say this. I believe honoring your parent means different things at different stages of life. For example, I believe when you're young and living at home, the Bible says obey your parents. And I believe one of the ways that you honor your parents is through obedience. You obey them. But as they grow older, into the junior high years, it's not only obedience. Junior high and senior years, it's not only obedience, but it's also obeying them with a sense of respect. A sense of respect. How many of you know that as children get older, they hit those teenage years, and suddenly they think that mom and dad don't know a lot? When they're 5 years old, the little girl wants to marry her dad, and the little boy thinks his dad is stronger than Superman. When they're 17 years old, their view of father and mother usually has gone down quite a bit. And now they're outdated, they don't know that much, they don't give you the freedom that you deserve and desire, and they kind of think that the parents just don't get it. They don't get the music, and they don't get the styles, and they don't get life, and they don't get school, and they don't get things. It's amazing that by the time that they grow up and get married, and they have their first child, and they're in their 20s or their 30s, suddenly they realize that mom and dad were a lot smarter than what they thought. They start saying, well, you know, mom, and hey, they knew more than what I thought they knew. And so I think at different ages of life, it means different things. I think in the college years, as you're independent or have moved out of your house and are making your own money, it means that you don't obey, but it means that you honor and respect, you get input into their life. When you're married and have your own family and you're busy with life, it means that you include your parents as a part of your life and that you seek to have a relationship with them even though you're super busy. Later on in life, as your parents get older, get into their elderly years, it means something different. It means that you take an active role in taking care of them and looking out for the best of their life. That's what it means. Now, I'm not talking about a suggestion. I'm talking about a command of God that's huge. Thirdly, it means recognizing that your parents deserve to be given a sense of respect. Because respect also has to do with value, and it has to do with honor. Can I tell you something? I think one of the greatest challenges in our society is maintaining a sense of respect and dignity. And let me tell you, any society that begins to disrespect the elderly and disrespect the unborn or the babies is a society that's lost its moral consciousness. Pre-Nazi Germany, we look back at the Holocaust and World War II and the killing of millions of Jews, and we look at it as a blighted time in the history of our world. But let me tell you, it wasn't just the 6 million Jews that were killed. It was also elderly people that were viewed as non-productive in society, and children that were born with any kind of deformity also that were killed. Because the view of life was this: if they can't be productive and if they're not whole, then you know what? They have no value to our society. In some societies, the elderly are viewed as the patriarchs and matriarchs of society. They are the ones that get the greatest respect. They are the ones that get the greatest honor. They are the ones that people go to for advice. In some of the Asian cultures, it's that way. In our society, more often than not, elderly people are pushed aside as non-productive, as people who just are not valued in society anymore, sometimes placed in institutions before they should be for other people to take care of them, sometimes viewed as a burden. Well, what kid is going to take care of this one or that one? Sometimes mistreated, mishandled, abused, pushed aside, rather been sought after by a younger generation.
We'll continue this timely lesson on honoring your mother next time. This is Bold Steps, the Bible teaching ministry of Mark Jobe, and I hope you'll return for tomorrow's program. In the meantime, if you'd like to catch up on any part of today's segment, or if you'd like to learn more about this ministry, just visit our website, boldstepsradio.org. Now, while you're there, you can also check out the other faith-building opportunities and resources we have available, including a great gift idea for the mothers in your community. Mark is here to tell us more about this.
Women's ministry is not just a group at your local church. It's meant to be an organic, daily, and thriving part of Christian living. And if you're looking for more practical ways to engage with Christian women in your own community, let me send you a copy of a book entitled Adorned. In this empowering resource, best-selling author Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth lays out the biblical model for Titus 2 of a woman whose faith creates true fellowship. Engaging woman to woman, older to younger, day to day, life to life, that's the Titus 2 vision. And that's the challenge you can accept today by requesting your copy of Adorned. Don't let comfort, shame, or insecurity stop you from playing your part in God's kingdom work. Learn what it means to be adorned with the gospel and to adorn the gospel in the eyes of others through this insightful Bold Step gift. I'll be happy to send it right to your doorstep when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
So to give and request your copy of Adorned, Visit us online at boldstepsradio.org or call us at 844-615-7363. Or if you'd prefer, you can also send your donation in the mail by writing to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And then before we end today's program, I want to remind you that you can always find these daily messages and listen in your own convenience by subscribing to the Bold Steps podcast. We've made it easy to catch up on programs you may have missed or to share these lessons with a friend, all with the click of a button. So if you haven't already, just go to your favorite podcast platform and search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Be sure to come back tomorrow when Mark concludes his message about honoring your mother. It's a timely message for this Mother's Day weekend, coming up Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.